Welcome to The Notion of You. I'm Tashi Jones, storyteller, guide, and your gentle reminder to slow down and come home to yourself. Each week, we explore what it means to live with more trust, more presence, and more peace, one breath at a time. You're safe here. I want you to treat this podcast like two friends grabbing coffee or going for a walk together. Be present. This time is for you. So let's begin. Take a deep breath. Let your shoulders drop. Let your breath deepen. If you've been scrolling, rushing, or juggling all the tabs, this is your moment to pause, to be fully present. This episode is for the woman who jumps from one thing to the next, without really ever landing, who goes from asleep to mom mode without a breath in between, who ends the workday by walking straight into the next role, still carrying every unfinished thread from the last one, who falls asleep mid-scroll because she never actually transitioned into rest. She just ran out of energy. I see you. I am you most days. Today, we're talking about transitions, not your morning routine or your evening wind-down ritual, not some perfectly choreographed sequence that requires 45 minutes and a very specific candle. We're talking about the doorways of your day, going from sleep to waking, going from work to mom mode, going from evening to resting. These three specific moments, they're tiny thresholds. They're either the place where you lose yourself a little more, or the place where you quietly and consistently come back home. Because here's what I've figured out. Transitions aren't wasted time. They're not administrative gaps between the real parts of your day. They're regulation opportunities. They are the moments your nervous system is asking, and sometimes screaming, for a signal that says it's safe to let go of what was and step into what's next. If we skip them, we don't actually save time. We just carry forward all the threads, all the tension, all those open tabs. So I want today to show you what three tiny rituals can actually change, one at each doorway of your day. We're not changing everything, but enough to get us through. Let's walk through it together. I want to tell you about this morning, not a morning from 6 months ago when I had it all figured out, but this morning. My daughter stayed in her crib until 7:30. That's the agreement she and I have. It doesn't matter when she wakes up, but 7:30 is when we start the day. See, that buffer is intentional. It's the window that I've built in to take care of myself first, so I can show up for her without running on empty. But this morning, she was awake before 6. I could hear her talking to herself in her crib in that sweet, soft little way she does to her stuffies. I lay there thinking, okay, we're going to be okay. We have a little bit of time. But then around 6:30, that talking turned into screaming. My husband went in to check on her. She had gotten her knees stuck between the slats of her cribs. And my buffer was gone. The plan was gone. And I was behind before I'd even gotten out of bed. Here's the thing about mornings like that. They are hard, even on a good day. Because some days I wake up with what I can only describe as a weight on my chest. My body and my mind are already buzzing before I've even come into consciousness. Like stress has been quietly running in the background all night, waiting for me to open my eyes so it can catch up. My breath is shallow It barely reaches the bottom of my ribs. My brain honestly feels fuzzy. It's already spiraling. I wake up and I'm 10 steps ahead, but my body is still in bed. That's the disconnection. And that's what I've had to learn to work with. On those mornings, everything in me wants to roll over and pull up the covers and pretend the weight isn't there. Just a few more minutes of sleep. But I've learned when I do that, I'm just postponing it. It will follow me through the day into mom mode, into work mode, and it will color every interaction until I deal with it. So what I've had to learn to do, even on the days I don't want to, especially when I don't want to, is move. Even just a little bit, like sitting up, putting my feet on the floor, opening the curtains to let the light in. I like to grab a big glass of water and my journal, and I just write. This isn't structured. It's not for clarity. It's more of a brain dump. Whatever is sitting there in my brain, I let it out onto the page so that it's not circling in my head anymore. And the whole time, I try and keep one hand towards my lower belly to remind myself to breathe all the way down there. Because I know in my body that when I allow my breath to stay shallow up in the top of my ribs, I'm staying in that buzzing, on edge state. The deep belly breaths are how I can remind my nervous system that I'm safe, that I can handle the day, that the weight on my chest is real, but it doesn't get to run the show. This morning, I didn't get my window, and it showed. The whole day has had a different texture to it. It's more chaotic. I'm more reactive. And it takes more for me to take care of myself and her at the same time than had I had the chance to take care of myself first. Motherhood is hard, even on the good days. But without that transition from sleep to awake, everything that was already hard gets harder. And that's what I want you to understand. This isn't about making your life perfect. It's about giving your nervous system a doorway to walk through. So let's talk about why this actually works. Because I don't want you to just take my word for it. I want you to get an understanding of what's happening in your body when you skip a transition so that actually building one feels worth it. So your nervous systems don't reset automatically. It's not a light switch where you go from work mode to mom mode the second you close your laptop. Your body is still in that previous state, still holding on to the cortisol from that stressful email, or still running the mental loop of the tasks you didn't get to finish. We're still processing the emotion of whatever just happened, even as you walk away into the next part of your day. When we don't create a deliberate pause between one role and the next, we carry all of that forward. And we wonder why we snap at our kids, why we can't fall asleep even when we're exhausted, and why the evening feels like work even though we've stopped working. It's because we've never transitioned. All we did was change locations. These transitions are the signal to our nervous system that one chapter is closing and the new one is beginning. They're the space in between where your body processes, lets go, and prepares. When we honor that, even in the tiniest way, we give ourselves the chance to show up in the next part of our day with more presence, more patience, and more capacity. Here's what that looks like across the three doorways that I want you to work with. So doorway number one is first thing in the morning, when you go from sleep to waking. It's honestly the most fragile part of your day because you're moving from unconscious to conscious, from rest to engagement, and from wherever your nervous system was during sleep into the full weight of your life. If the first thing you do is reach for your phone, you're already handing your nervous system over to someone else's agenda before you even established your own. Your morning transition doesn't need to be long, but it does need to be intentional. It needs to be yours. For me, when I have those buffer mornings before my daughter wakes up, it looks like sitting up instead of staying laying down, putting my feet on the floor, opening the curtains, grabbing my water, my journal, taking some deep breaths. Some mornings, I get 5 minutes. Other mornings, it's 20. But it's the sequence itself that's the ritual, because my body knows what it means. It's we're arriving here today. We're safe. For me, the most key element of it is my breath. When you wake up activated, that buzzing, shallow breath feeling, this is your nervous system in a low-grade stress response. And belly breathing is one of the fastest ways to shift out of it. Place your hand on your lower belly and breathe in until you feel your hand rise. That's it. This is the regulation you're looking for. You're not trying to fix everything, but you're telling your body that we're okay. We can face today. Doorway number two is going from work mode to mom mode, or work mode into your evening. And this one, honestly, is a bit sneaky. And often, it doesn't feel like a transition, but more of an interruption. Because the workday doesn't actually end most days. There's always one more thing, always one more email. So instead of closing the day, we tend to stop, whether it's mid-sentence, mid-task, and just walk to the next thing. So here's what I've had to learn to do. I've used my daughter's nap time as a hard edge. When I see her starting to stir on the baby monitor, I add a 10-minute buffer because she can be awake in her crib just hanging out while I take a minute to finalize what I'm in the middle of, close the tabs, the documents, the emails, close my office door, and take a few deep breaths, get some water, move my body around a little bit. This is it. That's the whole transition. But it's about 10 minutes of presence with myself to switch from one mode to the other. What this does neurologically is gives your brain a chance to file away whatever you're working on. It's not gone, just saved in your system. That's the phrase that changed everything for me. It's in my system, not in my brain. When I trust that my notion holds what needs to be held, I can let my brain put it down. And I can walk into the next room and actually be there. The third transition is your evening. This is where you're going from your day to rest. And this is honestly the transition most of us skip entirely. We go from doing things to lying in bed. And we wonder why our brains don't want to shut off. I've found that I am very susceptible to that evening flow state where creativity just takes over, or I get lost in a book. I get so deep in something that I can look up and it's all of a sudden 11 o'clock, and I've stolen sleep from tomorrow. So I've started to use a timer. It's not a hard stop, but a check-in. 30 minutes and it goes off. And I get to ask myself, am I ready to close it up? Do I want to go 30 more minutes? And that's it. It's more of awareness and not discipline. It's me checking in with my brain and my body instead of just letting the momentum carry me past when I should have stopped. Because what I know is that sleep is not a luxury for me. When I protect my sleep, everything else works better. My patience is longer, my thoughts are clearer, my nervous system has the chance to do the overnight repair work that it needs. And when I don't, and I stay up too late, and I just try and do that one more thing, I pay for it across the whole next day. Protecting your sleep is an act of self-trust. It's saying that the tomorrow me matters too, and I will take care of her tonight. Those are your three doorways, three tiny rituals. You don't have to do them perfectly, but it helps to do them. Because life will life you. Your kid will get her knee stuck, or your alarm won't go off. There's that one more thing that won't leave your brain. It's not failure. It's Tuesday. But when you've named your ritual, when your body knows what they mean, you can grab even a fragment of your day to hold on those hard days. Take two deep breaths. Drink a glass of water. 30 seconds of stillness before you walk through the next door. That small piece, even imperfect, is still you choosing yourself, still you creating the doorway and giving your nervous system the signal it's been waiting for. I want to talk about how I use Notion to hold my structures, because the transitions are real, but they're also easy to forget when life gets loud. So inside Notion, I have a daily rhythm. It's not a complicated system, but it blocks my day, the AM, midday, and PM, with each one holding that tiny ritual. It's really just one line. Naming it is more of a commitment to myself. I try and write it down, not as a goal, but as a reference, because the CRID incidents will happen, and your buffer will disappear. So knowing that I'm just going to take two deep breaths before I walk out of my bedroom or take a sip of water standing at my window, that's what I need to hold on to. For midday, it's figuring out what I needed between work and what comes next. Write down what your body needs in those 10 minutes. It could be water, movement, breaths, stepping outside for a few minutes. Simple enough that you'll actually do it, even when you're tired. For the evening, for me, this became just a checkbox of, did I check in with myself before I kept going? It's not about a whole answer, it's just the asking. This is the way I use Notion, not just as a productivity tool, but as a nervous system tool that holds the structure so my brain doesn't have to. More of a mind like water. When the practical things are held somewhere that I trust, I am more free to be present in my life, to close the tabs, to let my system hold and not my brain. Here's what I want you to do this week. Just one thing. Choose one of those transitions, the one that felt best for you. Could be your morning one, the midday switch, or your evening close. Wherever your life feels most chaotic right now and you tend to blow through without even thinking about, that's the one you want. And choose what your one micro ritual for that transition is going to be. This doesn't have to take half an hour. It doesn't even have to take 5 minutes if you don't want it. But it needs to be honest. It needs to be something that your body can actually do on the hard days, not just when you have extra capacity. Could be something like feet on the floor with some deep belly breaths before you pick up your phone, or a glass of water and spending a minute next to the window when you're done with your workday before you move on to the next thing, or setting that 30-minute check-in timer in the evening so you can decide whether you're going to keep going or go to sleep. And open up your Notion Rhythm page and add a block for the transition to give it a name, make it visible, as a placeholder to say that this moment matters and I am choosing to honor this doorway. If you have any oils that feel right for the transition, place it where you'll see it, where you are at that transition, maybe your nightstand or next to your glass of water or on your desk, and let that scent add to the cue to let your body learn what's coming. One transition, one ritual, 1 week, that's it. I want to leave you with this. You don't need a new life. You don't need more time or more willpower or a more perfectly structured morning routine that you found on Pinterest. You need new transitions. You need that small, honest pause between what was and what's next. The breath that tells your body, we can close this chapter for today and we're safe to begin this next one. The 10 minutes that lets the lingering thread release instead of pulling you back. Being a mom is still hard. Having a business is still hard. Carrying all the things is still hard. The transitions don't make those hard things more easy, but they make you more present inside them, more patient, more here, more able to feel accomplished at the end of the day instead of just exhausted. You can let it sit in your system and not in your brain. That's the gift. That's what doorways are for. This week, choose one. Honor it imperfectly. Let it be good enough. Let me know which transition you're working with. Drop me a DM or leave a comment. I want to hear from you. I'll see you next week. Until then, come home to yourself, one breath at a time.